So in Dwarven Dig, you have dwarves, a party of dwarves, that are digging into a mountain, passing hazards, fighting other dwarves, trying to get some treasure and get it out of the mountain before any of the other dwarves can get some treasure and get it out of the mountain. It's a tile-based game with hex tiles. All the tiles are face down, so you reveal the mountain as you dig into it. And there are 6-7 different kinds of hazards that you encounter. Cards in the game that you can play on yourself and play on other players. All the dwarves have some special powers that they can use during the game. And then they have specialties. Some dwarves are better with different hazards than other dwarves. Some dwarves are better than digging than other dwarves. And, of course, there's less treasure than the number of players in the game. So toward the end of the game, you're going to have to start fighting each other to get the treasure away from each other and then get it out of the mountain. The game was released before, but this version is a much higher quality. It's also for 6 players rather than for 4 players, for those who know the old game. And it has 2 new tile types, so if you have the old game, this one's better quality and has more stuff in it, more players, and more new stuff. If you've never played the game, then you should try it out. It's an interesting combination of European action management with some resource management, and also American adventure game styles, killing monsters, collecting treasure, fighting each other, etc. We feel, of course, we're a little biased, but we feel it's got the best of both worlds when you take talking about that the European style and the American style combining together.
About how long does a typical game take?
It's about 20 minutes per player, 30 minutes for a 2-player game. So if you got your 6-player game, 6 times 20, that's about how long it takes.
Sorry.